Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of An Evening in the Aughts. My name is Kay, and today is going to be a very short episode, but hopefully it's a good distraction while you go on your work break or you're driving somewhere on a walk or whatever if you're bored. Thank you for listening. So, what I wanted to do for this episode, I too am kind of bored. I start a new job next week, so I'm just kind of hanging out all this week and all last week as well. But this weekend, I'm actually going to the Taylor Swift concert, which was I was not originally going to go because I had other plans to potentially go in July, which I think are still happening. So I didn't need to go twice. And I was fed the like, because everyone was like, oh, you're gonna get like thousands of dollars for your like each ticket or like two tickets, and I only got two tickets. And the thing is, I tried to sell them to people. I put it on TikTok, I put it on my Instagram story, I had my husband, my mom, just like put it on their stories as well, and like just have people share my number if they were interested in going. And I had a ton of people reach out to me, and like it fell through a couple times. Like, just they're like, yeah, I'm interested, and then they would ghost me, and then I'd be like, are you still interested? And they just like I haven't heard from them again. And I had a ton of people being like, can you lower the price? And I just was feeling like, no, because I want to make some money. But and also the price that I was like offering, and I lowered it a few times, like that was what like Ticketmaster and StubHub is selling their tickets that are in the same like section and row as me. And I just was a little like, how did I not sell these tickets? So my husband and I are going. It should be fun, but I'm a little nervous that it'll be very chaotic, but it'll be fun. I got some sparkly pants from Amazon because apparently everyone's dressing up as a different era or like different albums. So I'm kind of going as a mirror ball, I guess, which is from Taylor Swift's Folklore album. So, okay. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go down E! News, their Instagram page, and I'm going to comment on their different posts. I guess Kendall Jenner, Candle, generic. I'm so sorry, not really. And Bad Bunny. Who he's a rapper. I forgot where he's from, but he's not from the US, but he's like really popular like everywhere. But anyway, they've been like spotted like making out and stuff and like leaving clubs and such. And I feel like it's that thing again of the devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder. I think they're trying to distract people from things. And I've read these, there are these things called blind items from this gossip website called Crazy Days and Nights. And everyone on TikTok is obsessed with reading them and then like putting them on TikTok. And it's just basically like these, yeah, like pieces of gossip that people will submit, and they'll use like nicknames or an alias or something, and they won't like reveal who they're what celebrity they're talking about. But there's some like rumors about Kendall and such, and like basically they're saying that this is all for PR, and like Bad Bunny is just basically Bad Bunny is kind of just along for the ride and therefore the publicity. So I don't know. It makes you wonder. It's like if I were super rich and I was like starting out my career, I was single and like I just wanted more exposure or something, and my publicist asked if I wanted to be in a fake relationship, like, would you do it? They had a Hannah Montana episode about that one time. So it's definitely a real thing. So there's drama with the Vanderpump Rules people. I've never watched that show before. I might start watching it. I've heard that season two, it's okay to start off from there instead of season one. But I have been listening to some podcasts or just like seeing TikToks like recapping this drama. So, just like if you haven't seen it before, basically this guy who he's 40 years old, he is a reality TV star, but now he has a band and he has a gross mustache and he's, I guess, really annoying. I think he's an entrepreneur as well. I don't know. But like he has a restaurant with someone. But anyway, he was dating this girl who's, I think she's like 28 now or something. Her name is Ariana. They've been dating for like 8 years or something. And Ariana has this best friend named Raquel, and her real name is Rachel, but she pulled a Hilaria Baldwin and is calling herself Raquel. Anyway, so that's Ariana's best friend. And it was just revealed like last week that Raquel and this guy's name is Tom Sandoval, that they have been having an affair for the past 7 months. Tom is engaged to Ariana, and it's just like huge drama because they were all on this show called Vanderpump Rules. And yeah, so that's pretty crazy. Maybe I'll start watching it. It kind of makes me wonder. It's like, how did this happen? Like, how did this get leaked? Is it because like the cast members are kind of moving on with their lives, getting older, and like people are kind of sick of watching them, or and they just needed like a huge storyline to bring them back? Or is did they genuinely get caught? I don't know. It will be a mystery forever. Oh, also happy St. Patrick's Day. I say this because on E! News, they have a little slideshow of different Irish actors or musicians, including Niall Horan from One Direction. Okay, so this next post says that, oh, She's a Man, it's been 17 years since it was released in theaters. So we did an episode recapping She's a Man like not too long ago, so go listen to that. But I guess I can look up where Amanda Bynes and Channing Tatum are now. I think they had really good chemistry in the movie, and I think that they could absolutely do another movie. But she is now a nail tech. She has a strange fiance, or like on and off again boyfriend. She tweets really interesting things. I don't think she'll ever go back to acting. However, she was extremely talented and very funny. Channing Tatum, he, since She's a Man, he got married, had one child, got divorced. I remember him dating Jessie J, the singer, for a really long time. They broke up. And then he was also in that movie with Sandra Bullock, where they're like, she's a romance writer and he's the cover model and they fall in love. There's a pretty big age gap between the two of them, but that movie was not terrible, but it's kind of weird. Like he was kind of primed to be like the next big thing. And I think Amanda Bynes could have had like a huge, like, I think she could have been, who could she be similar to? I think if she had played her cards right with her career, I wouldn't say that she'd be like the next Jennifer Lawrence, but like kind of an Emma Stone, or like she's kind of in that arena. She already had a lot of like good like stuff on her resume that made it look like she could actually act, and she had good comedic timing. Like, I don't know what her next, like maybe she would have done a TV show or just more comedies, but she was really funny. So it's kind of sad to see. It's really sad actually to see what has happened, because it's like so much talent was wasted. Oh, okay. Let's talk about this. So, okay. Vanessa Ann Hudgens, Gabriella from HSM, the trilogy. She and Austin Butler, this guy who was on, or he was in Elvis, the movie that came out last year. And he was previously, he was like on iCarly, Zoe 101, probably one other thing. Oh, he was also in Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure, that made for TV movie with Sharpay from High School Musical. I've never seen it, but my little sister has and said it was pretty good. But so he, Austin and Vanessa dated for 9 years. So she's like in her early 30s and he is like just now 30, I believe. So he only auditioned for Elvis because Vanessa Ann heard him singing an Elvis song one time and was like, you need to play Elvis. Like, you should try to make this happen. And then this opportunity came along and whatever, and it worked out for him. And then they broke up. There are rumors, alleged rumors, that he, because he was filming in Australia, and like, I don't think that she could I don't even know what she was doing. Like, she's in a lot of random things, like not really TV, but just like Netflix movies, hosting gigs. I don't know. But they ended up breaking up because potentially he cheated on her, allegedly. I'm kind of inclined to believe that, but I don't know for sure. But anyway, the Oscars were like last week, and he was nominated. I think we all knew that he was not going to win, but he did get a Golden Globe out of this. So, I mean, that's everyone's comparing him to the like next Leonardo DiCaprio. So he's already one step ahead of Leo, with having a Golden Globe by the age of 30. Leonardo DiCaprio, I don't think he has one, but maybe he does. He's also gross, but anyway. Anyway, there was this really awkward video. Like, they've been really trying to, they've been at the same events a couple times, but they've just kind of like refused to acknowledge each other. And I get it. I wouldn't want to do that either, especially when there's cameras everywhere. But it was, and also Vanessa, so she was at the Oscars technically, but it was because she was interviewing, she and like Ashley Graham, who's like, she's like a model podcaster. I don't know what she does now. But they were both in charge of interviewing just different random celebrities and stuff. And I feel like it was kind of weird because it's like, Vanessa, aren't you kind of like trying to be one of them? Like, these are your peers. These aren't like your people above you, right? Like, I don't know. So I thought it was kind of weird that she was chosen for that. But she has an interesting career because it's not like as successful as Zac Efron. Like, I feel like he's pretty solid and gets continuous movie roles, and like he can do like action, comedy, and singing. He's a very diverse entertainer, or he has lots of skills, whatever. But Vanessa, like, she can sing, but I don't, she's had a couple of like solo albums, so I think acting is really what she wants to do, but like I don't think she's that great anyway. But she's just, I feel like she's struggling to find like where her, she wants her career to go. 'Cause she was in some Netflix movies and I feel like she fit in pretty well there. But like, that's kind of sad if that's all you do, especially when you come from like High School Musical. And like, she's had like some pretty, like a lot of success in her life, but it's just her career is kind of interesting. Anyway, she is now engaged to this athlete. They seem happy, so I hope they remain happy and they get married and all is well. But anyway, it was a Oscars after party, and Austin Butler is walking out with Sharon Stone, who I think she's a pretty big celebrity from like the 90s. I really don't know. But he was walking out with her, and then they're walking on the sidewalk, like past a ton of cars. Vanessa Ann Hudgens opens one of the car doors and gets out, and like kind of as Austin and Sharon are passing by, she like steps out behind them. And so you would think like, oh, she's gonna, now she's like looking at her phone, trying to look distracted because like obviously like she sees him and like this was not planned or anything. And Austin's publicist is also like walking in front of Austin and Sharon, and you can see her mouthing something of like, and there's like photographers like across the street, like paparazzi. And right now, like they're not paying attention to them, but then the publicist says, like, oh, let's stop. Like, trust me, like just wave. So I think, and the internet thinks that the publicist saw that Vanessa was right there and she thought, oh, this is going to be a really good like story and photo op if like we get them like this awkward run in. So Austin and Sharon stop. And are waving to paparazzi, which like people don't really do, I guess, but they do. And Vanessa like sees them stop and she needs to walk past them to get wherever she needs to be. And so she just walks down with her head down, looking at her phone, walks right past them and like does not acknowledge him. He doesn't really like bat an eye or anything, but people like, they're like, oh my gosh, he recognized her and it was awkward. Like, that was just very awkward to watch, but like, I don't think that it could have gone any better. It still looks just like maybe there are no hard feelings anymore, but they just didn't want any cameras to see them having a reunion. Like, it just because people would dissect that. But like, so yeah, that's really kind of embarrassing for both of them, or just like an awkward situation. And she keeps trying to be like hosting these red carpet events where Austin is going to be. Like, she has to at some point talk to him, right? They were together for a really long time. Okay, so this next post on the E! News Instagram. So if you guys watch the Grammys at all, or if you just saw we're on TikTok or Instagram, the cameras caught Ben Affleck and J-Lo like having a fight, and the camera they see the camera and then they see the camera and then they're like no big deal, we're fine. And like he looks like he's not very happy, but they smile. And Ben Affleck had a recent interview. So everyone was just like saying, everyone says that like J-Lo is very like mean and controlling around him, and he's just like an alcoholic and has like he's just miserable. But he had an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, and he's like, at a certain point, I am who I am. But he had a good time celebrating music's biggest night with Jennifer Lopez. He said, "My wife was going, and I thought, well, there will be good music. It might be fun at movie awards, at speeches, and like sound mixing webinars. But I thought this would be fun." And so, like, that whole thing happened where they were like kind of having a fight. And then he clears it up. He says, "I saw the Grammy host, Trevor Noah, approach. And I was like, they were framing us in the shot, but I didn't know they were rolling. I leaned into her and I was like, as soon as they start rolling, I'm going to slide away from you and leave you sitting to Trevor, sitting next to Trevor." And she goes, "You better not leave. That's a husband and wife thing," he continued. So that was it, I guess. Like, not a big deal. I know this is a really stupid story, guys, but I think that it's kind of interesting. Like, I don't know why he had to do an interview with a Hollywood Reporter unless J-Lo was saying, like, you need to clear this up because, like, no one believes in our relationship. I don't know. I will say I did like his Dunkin' Donuts commercial at the Super Bowl. I thought it was pretty good. She was in it as well at the very end, and it was fine. Okay. Aaron Taylor Johnson is married to this woman named Sam Taylor Johnson. Aaron Taylor Johnson, I don't know if anyone would recognize him, but like if you ever watch the movie from like 2008 called Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging, it's this like British movie, you'll recognize him. Like he's the love interest in that movie and he's only like 17 or something in it. He's like a teenager. But anyway, so he was in that movie and then he's been in like random movies throughout. Like he was in Bullet Train. Oh, he wasn't in X-Men, but he was in The Avengers as like the guy who runs really fast and he dies after the first movie, spoiler. But he has like an interesting career. But what's even more interesting, and TikTok and the youths have like caught on, is that he is married to this director. I think she directed 50 Shades of Grey, but her name is Sam Taylor Johnson. So they have hyphenated names together. But the thing is, she is, I think, in her 50s. And he's in his early 30s. There's like a very large age gap. And they started dating publicly when he turned 18. So she's 56 and he is 32. He has two children with her. He's been married to her since 2012. So he was what, 21 when he got married to her? She has other children with her ex-husband who are very close in age to him. I guess she knew him as a child and like just it was an inappropriate relationship that turned into this like lifelong commitment of a marriage. And they renewed their vows recently. And if you know how we feel about renewed vows, it usually means that there's trouble in paradise. And there's also been these like blind items, which I don't know if I explained this earlier, but it's just like this website called Crazy Days and Nights. It's a gossip website and you can submit just celebrity gossip, or this guy named NT, he runs it and he'll just get tips. And then sometimes he'll reveal who the blind items are about. But there was one about like how he allegedly had an affair with his Bullet Train co-star, Joey King, who she didn't do anything wrong, but it's just her, she just bothers me. And TikTok feels the same. I'm not being a hater. I'm not being mean. But anyway, so people think that they should break up because of the circumstances of how they got together in the first place. Oh, I want to talk about so Gwyneth Paltrow. So she recently went on this podcast. about wellness, or I don't even know what the podcast is about. But he asked her, like, what is your wellness routine? And Gwyneth Paltrow is sitting there and she's actually hooked up to an IV. And I think this is kind of a rich person thing, or like, I really don't know. I've heard of people doing this for hangovers as well, but I don't drink. But like, you get like an IV put in, and I don't know, it's just like different vitamins, I guess, or like, I don't know, like not liquid IV, that's a powder thing, but like, it's just like nutrients, I guess, that you will get through an IV. Anyway. So Gwyneth Paltrow has Goop, which is this like wellness brand, and it's like really expensive crap that like no one needs, or like it's she's very much like she'll be selling like she I don't know if she sells crystals on that, but like just random supplements and just weird things that like it doesn't make a difference. But anyway, he was asking her like, okay, what is your wellness routine? She's like, well, I wake up and I have coffee. And then for lunch, I usually like to have soup. So I'll have bone broth. And then I like to do an hour of movement a day, either like Pilates or walking or Tracy Anderson. Tracy Anderson, by the way, I think she's like a celebrity trainer and like she just has like intense workout. So she's like, I have bone broth. And then for dinner, I usually follow like a paleo diet and just lots of vegetables. And she's talking just about how she loves getting IVs and stuff. And I'm actually going to look up the paleo diet. It's what do you even eat? Oh, so you can have like fish and seafood, grass-fed meat, fresh fruits and vegetables. Ugh, I don't know. So can you have spices or anything or no? Because if you're trying to follow like, they call it the caveman diet. Okay, so you can have fruits, vegetables, lean meats, fish, eggs, nuts, and seeds. Like, that doesn't sound terrible. You're going back to basics, I guess. But, like, she didn't mention, like, most of those things. But anyway, people are getting really mad at her because they're like, you have an eating disorder. And then she's talking about how, like, this is all detoxing her and stuff. And, yes, so people are just mad because, like, your kidneys detox any toxins. You don't really have any toxins in your body and you can't get rid of that by drinking bone broth. And anyway, so people were very mad about her explaining that and like what she eats and stuff. And she's like, I dry brush and I sit in my sauna. And I don't know, like her, that just sounds, in my opinion, just like a really sad day if that's all you eat. Like, I mean, food is fun, that's my opinion. Just so I feel bad for that. She feels like she needs to eat only that, just vegetables and like, so that just sounds like a very sad existence, and I do not recommend that to anyone. And just eat what you want to eat, just, and if you want to eat like that, then whatever, but that couldn't be me. It's not going to be me. But yeah, the internet's really like mad at her for that. Okay, Lindsay Lohan is pregnant. I hope she has twins, and I hope that she names them Hallie and Annie, because I think that would be really cute, and they would look just like her. So congratulations. Oh, okay, there's also, I'll end it here. There's a rumor that Khloe Kardashian is back with Tristan Thompson, and it's because Kris Jenner, for his birthday, posted like a million like pictures on her Instagram about him and how great of a dad he is and stuff. And I just hope that she knows that this is not the road to go down again. He's going to cheat on her again. And I just wish that she would try dating someone else because I feel really bad for her. But that's kind of it. That's I just wanted to give all of our listeners just an easy episode this week. Hoping to have some fun guests on in the next upcoming weeks. Perhaps I will recap my time at the Taylor Swift concert this weekend. I'm excited, but I'm hoping that like it's not like too crowded or we can't get in time and we miss like the set or anything, or any part of it. But anyway, I also want to leave it there of like, you will, don't worry about Taylor Swift tickets. You will be able to get them. Like, do not worry. It was all a lie that they were saying that like you won't be able to get these if you weren't pre-selected. Like, do not worry. You will be able to buy them, and like not for the worst price, but So I was kind of tricked in that way. So I, from now on, like, I'm not going to stress about being pre-selected. And I was in the queue for 8 hours, or like from start to finish, like getting my tickets. It took me 8 hours to get my two tickets to the Taylor Swift concert. I was kicked out of the queue. I got kicked out, like, when I selected tickets like 3 times, like, it told me that they were no longer there. And I just want to say, like, this process was exhausting. It was overhyped, and I'm excited, but I'm also just kind of annoyed that I wasn't able to sell these. And like, you will not have to shell out like thousands of dollars for one ticket. You will be fine. Anyway, thank you for listening to this very brief episode. Trying my best with these ideas, episode ideas, but go back to recapping movies and TV shows and all that soon. But follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Evening in the Aughts Pod. And thank you for listening again, and see you next time.